you need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hey Maddie, what you doing?
Just trying to tune in CFRC on our FM dial.
Didn't Mom say we weren't allowed to listen to that punk-ass hipster music anymore?
That's just the establishment's way of using our role models to bow to conformity. Besides, what she don't know won't hurt her.
Cool, crank it!
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is your signal.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcast from Caruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper and this is The Rat Ring. I just finished up the top half of a chainmail coif. Well, top half, probably the 30% of it. I've only done the, like, you know how like a baseball hat has like six panels? I set up those six panels, connected them together, and then went, alright, that's enough for me for now. Because I don't know if anyone knows like the process of making anything out of chainmail, but it is taking two pliers, weaving something apart, and then, you know, hooking onto it, close each one, and it takes ages to get each little chain attached to the other. Anyway, I got that top part done, and I am already almost out of links, so I will have to get more soon, but I don't know, it's coming along nicely, and it is really satisfying, because it is a lot of work, so seeing it come together feels very good, but also, like I said, it takes fucking years. This will be airing after the, at least the Queen's students' first day's back, so, shit. Hope you are enjoying your new classes, because I know that I've been fucking waking up with, like, actual nightmares about, like, school stress. Like, I wake up because I'm, you know, in my dreams freaking out and missing something or, like, not paying enough attention or drifting off or whatever. Or I'm gonna be late for something. Either way, it all runs back to school, which is, and for some reason, it all takes place in high school. And I've been out of high school for 3 years now, so I don't know why it chose to go there, but it's definitely university stress. Anyway, Brutal Death Metal tonight. That is after I play the new Exigent EP. They are a local band, and they're all great guys. The music is really good. I'm aware, well, you'll find out, they're not Brutal Death Metal, so it might be a bit of a sharp turn going from their music to Brutal Death Metal, but I also want to play that tonight, so yeah, we're playing Exigen first, and then after their EP, it'll change genres very sharply, and I'm sorry about that, but they're nice guys, and the music is good, and I'd like to support their album further, because it's worth your time, I think.
We'll be right back.
That was Feed the Hand That Bites, followed by Siren's Lullaby, followed by Fleeting Moments, and finally Skrill from the new Exogen EP, Game of Puppets. The mix is so good, and like, you're about to have your ears violated by brutal death metal in a second, but I want to talk about the show they had at the time of recording this last night, but Saturday, where they played it with Arachnia and Ascension Blacklist to celebrate the release of their EP at the Broom Factory, and it was a really great show. Like, all the bands just came out really, really strong. Like, Arachnia, opened. They tend to do that. Like, their music is a really good opener band, because, like, the sludge, but it's not, like, super slow all the time, if you get what I mean. Like, it's kind of doomy, but brings in elements of other metal genres to keep it up and, like, get people moving. So they're a great opener, and, like, I noticed that the drummer changed up some of the parts. Like, they were not bad before by any means. They were good drum parts, but he, like, sat down and tinkered on them again. Like, I asked him after the set, like, did you change up the drum parts? And he did. Like, they just sound, like, just that much better now. Like I said, they didn't sound bad before. It's just, like, the new drum parts definitely stood out to at least me. I don't know if anyone else noticed, but anyway, Ascension Blacklist right after, they have, like, such a tight set, and I personally am not a fan of metalcore, but I really enjoy seeing them play, because they just are that good. Everything is so tight that I can't help but enjoy the music. It's crazy that a metalcore hater like me is an Ascension Blacklist head. They all got their earpieces in, and just, like, it is really interesting seeing a local band be able to just put out that, like, level of quality and, like, control in their sound. It's just, like, super refined. And then the night obviously ended with the headliners, Exogen, who played, you know, their entire EP plus a few covers and some originals that didn't make it to the EP, but their set was obviously also very good. Like, the whole crowd was very hype at that point. I was fucking exhausted, and I tried my best to keep up the energy, but the other two bands were really good, so I was moving in the pit for them, but I managed to muster the strength to, you know, show engagement with the music, because it was also a very great set from, like, every band. Like, distinctly, I remember, I don't know if they played any other covers. I think they played a Metallica cover, but this is gonna sound bad. I don't really love Metallica. So I wouldn't have recognized it as a Metallica cover. I just remember them saying something about Metallica, and I was like, oh, okay. Either way, they also played Bad Guy and Killing in the Name, and ended it off with Careless Whisper. And yeah, all the covers were, like, perfect. Like, the tone on the solo that Joel played on playing Killing in the Name, the tone was fucking perfect. It was, like, incredible how close he got that shit. And then, I mean, obviously he nailed the solo. Anyway, it's just very talented musicians, and it's such a good thing that Kingston has such, like, well-rounded and, like, sonically distinct bands, because it's quite a small city, so it's kind of shocking how many musicians are here. Anyway, time to fuck your ear holes with some brutal death metal and some much worse mixed music. was my neighbor's dog is barking. That was Master of the Larvae by Disgorged. Leaping Organism by Bloody Gore. Deriding His Creation by Deprecated. Decimation by Repudilation. And Lascivious Embulgement of a Harlequin Fetus by Orchidectomy. Man, Civ 5, it's fallen into the fucking trap of, like, what some developers do, where they go back to their old games and just do shit to it that is, like, super minor. Like, what they did was they removed the launching, option, because when you used to launch the game from Steam, you hit play, then there's a little screen that indicates, like, do you want to run it on Windows 9 or Windows 10/11 or, like, I don't remember what the other mode is, because they removed it. Anyway, that's all they did. They just patched it and removed that for seemingly no reason. But in doing that, they've completely fucked the game for some people, including my friend that I played with. And this is like a game from 2008. It is not getting many like new fans anytime soon. So I've just kind of lost the only person I play with, because they just went back and updated it for no fucking reason at all. It's similar to Bethesda going back, and I don't remember which Fallout game it was, but they went back and updated some Fallout game, and by doing that just fucked all of the mods for it, and it was such a minor update that it was definitely not necessary. Anyway, I'm gonna play music again.
I don't have a lot of time, so I have to do this super quickly. That was Amidst the Afterbirth by Scattered Remains, Repulsive Genital Disfigurement by Regurgitation, Disassembly by Torture Crypt, and The Death in Your Eyes by Eternal Suffering. Please check out the Instagram at @the_rat_ring. Thank you.
Hi, this is Harry from Adult DVD. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Canada.
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC